I'm the king of rap. There is none higher. Sucker MCs should call me sire.
Thank you, Bones. It was 1981 in Hollis, Queens, that a legendary trio began making noise. And just a matter of years later, in 1985, they had a platinum record, King of Rock, the very first platinum album in the hip-hop genre. Along the way, they told tales of their shoes.
My ideas walk through closet doors and roam all over Coliseum floors.
And they made their name so popular that Run DMC could be transformed into an NBA moniker depicting a high-powered trio of the hardwood. Run TMC, Tim, Mitch, and Chris, Hardaway, Richmond, and Mullen. Now Chris Mullen has returned to his roots and alma mater as the head coach of the St. John's Red Storm. Mitch Richmond is there as well as part of the staff, and the two Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Famers are at work teaching the next generation. As it was in Queens, just a few miles from Hollis Avenue off Utopia Parkway, where we went to the campus of St. John's to talk with Mullen about taking the program to new heights.
You guys are really building something special here. What has the building process been like?
The first thing you have to do really is be realistic where you are from the start. You know, have your game plan, which is, doesn't really vary that much. Just create great daily habits. You know, people like to use the word culture and things like that. But really, to me, it's really just your daily habits, practice habits, your discipline, being unselfish, you know, buying into defense, and then really just being a team player. You know, we do that by, you know, setting a nice schedule for them as far as conditioning and weightlifting and nutrition. And having guys stick to that. It takes time. You know, it takes time to get guys, especially younger. The younger they are, the more it takes to keep them on schedule and on track. But, you know, 3 years in now, we've had some continuity with players coming back, which is important. So we're starting to make some progress.
And it's not just Richmond on his staff, but also Greg St. Jean, the son of former Warriors coach and GM Gary St. Jean.
Yeah, well, there's a common bond there, of course, you know, a Bay Area Warrior bond, of course, and we've all been taught the game in similar ways from that standpoint, but we also all have different opinions, you know, and both of those guys in particular are, you know, it's good for me they're not afraid to disagree with me and each other, and they also been, you know, we all have different experiences, you know, Mitch and I. You know, similar age and similar time in the league, but also, you know, we played on different teams, played for different coaches. So I think we find ourselves a lot, whether it be an individual player, trying to, you know, not so much compare, but, you know, maybe we had a guy like him and how we developed him or different things we did for him in game situations or, you know, in practice. And then as a group, what type of team are we? You know, what's the best way to play with this group of guys to get the most out of them? So there's nothing like experience. You know, and you always just try and, you know, I always look at this, you know, I'm just passing on knowledge that I was given, you know, and experience, you know, whatever it might be, you know, things that work for me, and I try and pass it on, and I also, you know, share my experiences, you know, I made some mistakes too, a lot of them, and I try and pass them on too, and, you know, so whether it be Coach Conoseca, who coached me at St. John's, Nelly, Al Attles, Nate Thurman, so many different people that had influence on my career in basketball and off the court as well. The good thing, you know, in the college setting, we practice a lot more. We spend a lot more time with the guys. You don't spend all that time on basketball.
At St. John's, around the program, you certainly feel family aspects and a deep respect for the game that Mullen is instilling in his players by drawing upon a history with top-flight people from around the sport.
Yeah, it's a great fraternity to be part of. The basketball community in general, and it's really a global community, you know, so over the years I've got friends all over the world because of basketball, and that's the bond, but also the friendships that are made are invaluable, and I cherish them as much as the wins and the losses and the points and things like that, but yeah, and I, again, another good lesson when I tell our guys all the time, conduct yourself the right way all the time. You never know who you're talking to. And whether you're playing at Madison Square Garden or you're playing in the gym by yourself, present yourself the right way, because that's, you can call it networking or whatever, but just conduct yourself like a pro.
And as we wrapped up our conversation, we couldn't leave out the bond formed between co-host Brent Barry and Mullen years ago.
Yeah, well, that's another, you know, another great friend of mine. We go way, way back. Got to know him when he was just coming out of high school. And his mom was one of my neighbor up in Black Hawk there. And really, again, relationship was forged by basketball, just working out. A lot of the people that I met, you know, I just asked, you know, asked them to tag along. You know, it wasn't so much I was planning out to be a mentor or things like that. I was using them as much as they were using me. I needed a guy to work out with, and next thing you know, we had this gym up in Danville called Athenian School. Me, Rod, Mitch, Tim, Brent, John Barry, Drew Barry, Scooter Barry, we're all up there playing in the off season, just staying in shape. And you know, over the years, Brent came out to New York and trained with me, and I'm probably pretty sure it was illegal, but at the time, even when he was at Oregon State, he'd come home for Christmas break. I used to have him come over to the game with me, and he'd work out with Mark Grable before the NBA game, you know. And, yeah, so it's a great, like you said, fraternity. Everything intertwines. And then as time goes on, you got these long-lasting, great relationships, you know. So I love seeing Brent on NBA TV. He does a great job there. I think he'll be wonderful, you know, whether he does front office or coaching, whatever he does. He's got a warm heart, and he's just a tremendous human being, and you know, one of my dear friends. And I even made the devil sell me his soul.